Rhode Island High School cancels football season after special needs kid assaulted. By Elizabeth Weibel on November 22, 2025. A Rhode Island high school announced that it would be canceling the remainder of the school's football season after a 16-year-old reportedly assaulted and whipped a special needs student in the locker room. Video footage posted on X shows a student standing up in front of another student, who is kneeling on the ground, being whipped by the student and saying, "Say you're sorry, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry," the other student can be heard responding. "No, I said, sorry, so sorry," the student standing says. The other student can be heard struggling to repeat the words as he is seen whipping the boy. "I said, say, sorry, I'm so sorry," the student standing says again. "Say it." As this continues, other students can be seen sitting around in the locker room, doing nothing. "I'm sorry," the student kneeling says again, as the boy standing whips him again. In response to the incident, Newport Superintendent Colleen Burns-Germain sent a letter explaining that due to the entirely unacceptable roughhousing seen in the video, the school's football season was being canceled, according to the Providence Journal. "This is a serious matter, and there is no gray area when it comes to behavior like this," Germain said. "Those involved will face appropriate disciplinary actions in accordance with our district policies." Police officers with the Newport Police Department confirmed that the 16-year-old student who was shown in the video assaulting another student had been charged with two counts of assault on persons with severe impairments, according to the outlet. The Newport Police Department emphasized that bullying will not be tolerated or condoned in our community. The police department said, adding that such acts will be investigated to the fullest extent. According to What's Up Noob, in her letter to families, Germain said while there was somewhat of a practice of roughhousing before games, one of the players took this to an extreme level. "It has been brought to our attention that before football games, there is somewhat of a practice that includes roughhousing and players hitting each other," Germain said. "One of the players took this to an extreme level that is entirely unacceptable. Even more disturbing, the video we have seen shows other players not intervening or bringing this matter to the attention of an adult."